104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. It is going to be a good day to do some melting. We'll get up to 40 today. What was the tweet you just mentioned?
About the dog?
Yeah.
Now I have to go back to that. My computer all of a sudden is acting super weird. It won't even, like, my mouse doesn't want to move. Said a dog bite outside of Walmart. Dog sought after biting man outside Walmart.
Really?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Outside of Walmart.
Who let the dogs out?
Anyway.
Yeah. Police are asking for help in finding the dog.
Okay. So if you have a dog anywhere near Walmart right now, it's probably going to get picked up.
It might.
Unless it's chained up or in a kennel.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, no, I'm sure they won't take one that isn't chained up. Anyway, so little Valentine's Day thing. If you're wanting to figure out if you have a When Harry Met Sally's chance of hooking up on Valentine's Day.
Okay. All right.
You know, hooking up with a friend.
Yeah.
Well, here's the numbers. 64% of men say that they would have sex with their best female friend.
What?
66% of women say they would not have sex with their best male friend. Sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yep.
Sounds about exactly right. Now, after all the hype of Valentine's Day that happens every year,
mm-hmm.
only 60% of Americans do anything with Valentine's Day. By comparison, 93% celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa. 88% celebrate the 4th of July. 83% Mother's Day. Of all the holidays we spend money on, which one do you think is the least?
The least.
Gets the least spent on it.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. 54%.
That's a good guess.
I still don't get St. Patrick's Day. It's like, woo, let's get drunk.
Yeah, that's
really
much,
all it is.
That's it.
There's
a parade.
And there's a parade, but usually it's not on St. Patrick's Day unless it happens to be a Saturday. Yeah.
And you wear lots of green.
Yeah.
No. I think St. Patrick's Day is actually a Saturday this year.
Is it really?
Let me look. Or maybe not. Nope, it's on a Sunday.
Speaking of getting hammered, the beer belly may be a myth. Like, there's really no such thing.
What?
If you drink beer in moderation, it's no more likely to give you a big belly than drinking anything else. In fact, if you drank two bottles of beer instead of two large glasses of wine every night, you would save 160 calories.
Hmm.
Now, before you get too excited, though, this study was sponsored by the beer industry, so you can get a beer belly without drinking beer. It doesn't have to be beer.
Right.
It could be anything.
Food.
It could be food, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story I know you're going to want to know about.
Okay. Got my attention.
In 2012, there were quite a few of these, more than you would think, around the world. There were 80 shark attacks worldwide.
Andy! You're funny.
53% of those 88 were in the U.S.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Two-thirds of the shark attacks worldwide were in the U.S.
That's really, really scary.
Highest number since 2000. Fortunately, only one of those resulted in a death.
I wonder why it's the highest since 2000.
I don't know.
They're just hungry? Or
Florida had the most with 26. So I'm thinking intelligence of the swimmer has something to do with it.
If you have a point there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
10 of them were in Hawaii. California and South Carolina had 5. North Carolina had 2. Georgia, Massachusetts, New York, Oregon, Puerto Rico each had 1. So
I saw a shark in the ocean.
It was the size of like a smallmouth bass, wasn't it?
No, it was bigger than that.
Oh.
It was like 6 foot long.
Okay.
It was big. It was big.
Enough to do damage, but not exactly a man-eater.
No, thankfully, but it's still scary.
Okay.
Are you done with the theme song? Because I'd like to put my headphones back
on. Yeah, it's all done.
Are you lying to me?
No, it's gone. Put them on, see? Told you, it's gone.
Oh, God.
It's that time of year.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. Hi. Yo. Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Maybe there really is bad blood between Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood. A video from the Grammys shows Taylor sitting while the rest of the audience is giving Carrie a standing ovation. Also, Taylor hung out at home with her cat instead of hitting up the Grammy after parties. Alicia Keys and Miranda Lambert exchanged phone numbers at the Grammys so they can record something together. Alicia said, quote, "I told Miranda how much I love her and how wonderful she is and how beautiful her voice is. I don't do a ton of collaborations, but I'd like to work with her." And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Okay, so you have a list of bad Valentine's Day songs.
Yes, I do.
And because of computer issues, I have, none of them.
Huh.
I might have two, maybe three. Anyway, so there is...
Spinner.com did a story where they put together the 10 worst love songs ever. They did not put them in particular order, but it's the creepiest all-around worst love songs they could find.
Okay.
One of them is Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
It's what?
Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
I don't think they have a song called Closer.
That's what it says on the list.
No, it's Closer.
Oh. Closer.
Closer?
It's Closer. Closer. Same thing.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
It could be Closer, too, just saying.
Yeah. That is, that's the best Do It song ever.
I kind of like that song, though.
I don't know. I don't think it should be on the bad one. The bad list.
I think it's, it's kind of creepy.
Well, it's a little creepy, yeah, but it's not.
I'm not familiar with, I don't know if I've heard this one or not. Maybe I have. Kiss with a Fist by Florence and the Machine.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah. How about Lionel Richie? Hello.
Oh.
That one is creepy.
Yeah.
Like, very creepy.
Hello.
Is anybody out there?
I don't know if...
Something, I don't know. Johnny has it on his...
Yeah, thing. I know, but you, I told you I had none of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep, asking for the songs. I told you I have none
of
them.
We're just going to sing them. Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne.
Oh, wait, that one I have.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait till we get our computer upgrades and I don't have to hunt and do things in 17 steps instead of one.
Yeah. That one is creepy though, if you think about it, really.
Stacy's Mom's got it going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that I'm in love with Stacy's Mom.
Yeah, but Stacy's Mom is hot.
I know, but it's still kind of creepy. If I think it kind of follows this whole little list here.
Yeah, but it's a little weird, but it's not the worst thing ever.
It's a little creepy. I Will Follow Him, Little Peggy March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
There you go. Thank you.
I finally found it.
Nice. That part alone is...
Things are never titled what they should be. The word hello is not even in there. It's just Lionel for artist, title, Richie.
Oh.
Hello.
How about Paradise by the Dashboard by Meatloaf?
Oh, that's a great one.
That's a great song. It's really long.
Yeah, but the... baseball play-by-play in there is hysterically funny.
That is funny. But honestly, that's not a good love song.
Love song, no.
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 It's like the worst love song.
It's like it's a nostalgic. Makes you think of your teenage years.
Stop right there!
Before you go and find a way you love me.
Hello?
What? Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, how about father figure, George Michael?
George Michael does not belong anywhere. Mm-mm. On
Tusk,
good list.
Fleetwood Mac?
No, don't know that one.
I don't know that one either. How about this one? This is definitely creepy. Invisible, Clay Aiken.
Oh, yeah.
I was invisible. You're invisible, stalking me, you creepazoid.
Yeah, that's...
That's really, seriously, think about that. Stalker.
Yeah, that wouldn't be...
That's not a love song. That's the creepiest love song ever.
It's if I was invisible, meaning I'm a stalker. Make you see that I'm alive. If I was invisible. What would you do if you were invisible, Clay?
I could just watch you in your room.
See?
Stalker! As it turns out, when this song was released to what we found out later... wasn't the room we were thinking he was in. It was a completely different room altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And the last one is S&M Rihanna.
Oh. I just have to say, that was a really dumb song.
This song?
No.
Invisible?
Oh, this one too.
Invisible?
S&M.
Oh,
S&M? S-S-S-S.
I don't mind that one.
M-M-M-M.
I don't think it's definitely not a love song.
All you have to do to have a hit song these days, you know, it used to be put your hands up. Put your hands up.
That's a hit song. Now, if you say put your hands
now,
up.
Now, the bar has been lowered so much more that all you have to do is make a repetitive noise over and over and over again. It doesn't even have to be a good noise.
Yeah, it could be a weird noise.
Like, wee!
I like that song. Stop making fun of that song. I
and
like it.
What was the noise in the Bieber song?
Oh. Which one are you speaking of?
Was it Boyfriend? I think it was Boyfriend.
If I was your boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Choo!
But that was musical. That wasn't singing.
Yeah. What instrument was that played on,
do
you suppose?
It's called the computer.
It was a computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heroes of the Day next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Every time he's a hero.
Working class hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you for listening today. If you missed it earlier, we announced it that Mel is leaving us on March 8th.
So you got me for a few more weeks.
23 days.
Yeah. Oh, and counting. Are you counting? Like, good counting?
I just did the math. Oh. It was 21 plus 2, 23.
Yeah, I gave a month's notice instead of the 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was nice.
I
appreciate
nice,
that.
You're welcome.
Heroes of the Day, Mel, go.
Unless you're auditioning to be a porn star, do not do this at a job interview. Hold on a second. I got to get a drink of water.
No, everybody's going nuts about that guy. It's so stupid. So what? He needed to take a little drink of water. His mouth got dry.
It is.
You know what? The weathermen in town need to do that because you ever notice they'll have to resettle the spit in their mouth?
Yeah. Anyway, last week, 53-year-old Willie Merriweather of Aiken, South Carolina was being...
Willie.
That's ironic. Mm-hmm. Was being interviewed by a staffing agency and he whipped it out in the middle of the interview. Mm-hmm. The interviewer looked over and saw that Willie had taken it out and had it in his hand. So she asked him what he was doing. He said, quote, "It fell out." She kicked him out and called the cops. He was facing charges of indecent exposure, and the cops were able to link him to previous reports of a guy fondling himself at a public computer at a different employment agency. So he was hit with more charges after that. Good work there, Willie.
Over in Tewkesbury, England, a guy by the name of Ian Driscoll was a little surprised when five policemen, including two who were armed, which in Britain, they usually just carry sticks. They don't carry guns.
Yeah.
Well, they had a couple guys who were actually armed with guns.
Ooh.
Showed up at his door with a search warrant. He is clueless what this is about. Acting on intelligence obtained from Facebook, they demanded to see a mortar tube that they believed he had in his home. Which had been posted on his Facebook.
Okay.
Ian said that when the police came to the door, he was stunned. He had no idea what they were talking about. Well, he went and got it for him. As it turned out, the mortar tube, he did have a mortar tube, but it was a plastic toy.
Oh, boy.
Gloucestershire police spokeswoman Alexa Cullicott said, "The information was given to us in good faith, and we acted with good intentions. We are sure that the community would rather we acted quickly on information given to us of this nature, in case it had been an actual weapon."
Yeah.
Of course, in the picture, there were two toy action figures next to it, so...
Hello?
Yeah. I mean, it was a larger toy. It wasn't like a teeny tiny little thing, but anyway.
But still...
Time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.